Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into how to think more effectively from the school of life. Sophie, I feel like I'm thinking less every year. What's going on?
Morning, Sam. The book says it's because modern life is engineered to destroy deep thought. It's a very smart, very humane book about fixing that.
So it's not about doing puzzles?
No. It says thinking is a craft, and we've forgotten how to practice it.
Good. And the first obstacle is optimism?
Exactly. They call it the tyranny of optimism. We're pushed to be cheerful, but that means we ignore real dangers.
So positive thinking is actually bad for us?
It can be. They propose tragic optimism instead. Accept that life is hard, and then you can plan intelligently.
So a wise person is a good pessimist?
Yes. And after that, they go after distraction.
Yeah. Oh, our phones.
Exactly. Deep thought needs boredom. You have to let your mind wander without a feed.
Right. So staring at a wall is productive?
It can be. That's when the subconscious does its work.
I need to schedule that.
Then there's free writing. Write your thoughts without editing.
Like a brain dump.
Yes, it's the raw aura of thought.
Got it. And what about thinking with others?
You need a circle of thinkers, people who tell you the truth.
Not echo chambers.
Right. And reading the great minds of the past also counts.
That's like a conversation with history.
Now, problem solving. We rush to solutions too fast.
So what do we do?
Stay with the problem and keep asking why.
That's harder than it sounds.
It requires honesty about your own biases.
We don't like that.
But it's essential, and emotions are part of it too.
I thought we should ignore emotions to be rational.
That's a myth. Emotions are data. Anxiety points to threats. Anger points to boundaries.
Makes sense. So we can translate them into thoughts.
Exactly. That's emotional intelligence.
Exactly. So thinking well is really about self-care.
Yes. It's keeping your mind organized and clear.
And the outcome is a more resilient life.
You face challenges with more calm.
My takeaway is that I need to actively protect quiet time for my mind.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Because thinking clearly is the path to a fuller life. We'll see you in the next one.